Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Ai Xinqiu, Luo Bei. Shanghai won the bid to host the 48th World Skills Competition in 2026 at the World Skills General Assembly yesterday. Members voted in favor of Shanghai to host the competition after Chinese representatives expressed a willingness to further strengthen exchanges and cooperation with members of World Skills and help workers improve. At the end of May, Shanghai canceled the 46th version of the event that had been rescheduled for October. It was originally scheduled in 2021, but both were canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. As an alternative to the competition, special events will be held in 15 countries this year. Lyon, France will host the event in 2024. It's often referred to as the Olympics for vocational skills and is normally held every 2 years. Going green is not a new concept in the fashion industry, but significantly more independent local young designers are focusing on sustainable fabrics during this year's Shanghai Fashion Week. Zhang Hong has more.
Tu Yue's founder and designer Yang Yingying has been dedicated to sustainable fashion ever since she created her brand in 2008. This season, Yang designed a collection of nearly 68 designs, with the inspiration coming from vintage wedding dresses of the 1920s. Yang aims to create a fashion world that explores the intimate relationship between different people. As an environmentally conscious company, Tu Yue has an entire department devoted to the collection of rejected or waste fabrics. Yang used a lot of these materials in her new collection.
If you see clothes with complex clipping and tailoring, that's because we've used rejected fabric. We've also designed a special KT board for the show. The ink used in the calligraphy is actually made with carbon dioxide. It's really cool, and I believe that going green can be part of everyone's life. You just need to pay attention and make it a habit.
One accessory at the Mode Shanghai is another example. Well known for its iconic owl image, the bag brand's founder and designer Coco Wan also used recycled nylon for her new line, which diverts waste from landfills and uses fewer resources than virgin nylon.
Basically, we'll create a manufacturing plan based on our sales statistics of the previous 2 weeks to avoid waste. Normally 80% of our products are sold. Also, the winter bag made with recycled nylon is another popular item. People can customize the bags with different shoulder straps and other accessories, so that just one bag can serve many different needs.
A report from the China National Textile and Apparel Council shows only 10% of the 200 million tons of waste fabrics generated in China every year are recycled. Synthetic fabrics like nylon and polyester require petroleum products to manufacture. If the recycle rate could be brought up 60%, that could save approximately 188 million tons of crude oil every year.
In the future, I believe technology, fashion, and sustainability will be the key words for Shanghai Fashion Week. We hope more and more brands and designers can explore more possibilities in the area of environmental protection and ecologically friendly technologies to further promote the city's economic development in the near future.
Shanghai Fashion Week will feature more than 80 fashion labels and run until September 30th. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Now some international news. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree yesterday to list former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden as one of dozens of foreigners to be granted Russian citizenship. It has been 9 years since Snowden exposed the scale of the U.S. National Security Agency's secret surveillance operations. Zhang Hong has more.
The decree was published on official government websites. Although there has been no reaction from Snowden, his lawyer said that Snowden's wife would also be applying for citizenship. Snowden, a former contractor with the U.S. National Security Agency, fled the United States and has been living in Russia since 2013, after he leaked classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. U.S. authorities have been calling for his return to the United States for years so he could face charges of espionage. Russia granted Snowden permanent residency rights in 2020, paving the way for him to obtain Russian citizenship. Putin's decree to grant Snowden citizenship quickly led to quips on social media that a whistleblower will soon be conscripted into the Russian army.
Is it still the belief of the administration that he is a U.S. citizen?
I'm not aware of any change in his citizenship. Perhaps the only thing that has changed is that as a result of his Russian citizenship, apparently now he may well be conscripted to fight in Russia's war in Ukraine.
Snowden's lawyer responded to the State Department's comments, saying his client could not be caught up given he had not previously served in the Russian army. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.